It's Anderson Ford. It's Rosie on the house. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. And we're going to be talking a little bit of safety awareness. How does, for your vehicle, what does that have to do with home? Well, to get you home safe. I'm going to steal Dad's cheat sheet here. where was the one about the apps? Keep your eyes on the road and your head out of your apps. No looking at your phone.
That's clever.
I don't tell him I stole that one from him. He's going to use it later and think he... Let's get to, I think it's Lynn who's next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Do we have Lynn? All right, put Lynn on hold. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi. I have a question about my cactus. I have all these white spots on them, and they've gotten really, really bad. When I finally looked it up, I think it's what I was reading said it's an insect. Mm-hmm. It has the red center.
Right.
And I was unaware of what it was, and is there a point, because they're looking really, really bad, is there a point past which they can't be salvaged?
Well, yeah, the white dye, I assume these are probably prickly pear cactus that you have.
Yes.
It's the most common cactus, that, this cochineal scale that a lot of people think is a fungus or something.
Right.
Actually, the Native Americans used to use the red, the actually squished insect on the inside is a very dark burgundy red coloring that they would use it for dye for their... yarns and stuff. So, you know, it's sitting there sucking on your cactus, and it has that powdery or fuzzy coating to protect it on the outside. So you can use heavy, strong streams of water to knock some of them off. But if it's as bad as what you sound like you have, you're probably going to have to control it with some type of insecticide. Again, that neem oil we talked about earlier for whitefly is a good one. Any oily type insecticide that'll coat that scale will probably control it. I would get it all off and then see. A lot of times those will scar the cactus, and so you'll have, once you get rid of it, even you'll have these pads that are all scarred up. Now, if it's just a few of them, you know, prickly pear can be pruned off. You can take individual pads, any number of them, and cut them off. Most of those varieties grow back pretty fast. So you might just have to kind of prune it back and let it grow back so it doesn't have a bunch of scarred up old pads on it.
We appreciate the call. I wonder, I would doubt that those bug guts are used for any color and coatings today. I wonder how many squished insects it would take to do, our rosy red shirts.
A lot, more than likely. There's probably still some people that are into the real traditional weaving and doing some things that might be using some of that, but not on a commercial basis, I don't think.
So it's not like we can up the demand for the bug guts and help really get it taken care of organically.
Well, you never know these days, but I'm not sure that it's probably very practical.
We've got a text question about getting rid of nut sedge in lawns.
Well, nut sedge is a toughie.
Isn't that the one you usually say a for sale sign's the best?
Used to. There are some products now, though, that will control it. It just takes persistence and time. It's not going to be a one-shot deal. So we use either Monument or Sedgehammer, or, you know, depending on whose brand you're buying. But there are some nut grass controls available, and they can be used pretty effectively. You just have to be persistent and patient.
We appreciate the text and the calls. If you didn't get in, don't worry. We'll get your question answered off the air. It's Rosie on the house. One more quick one coming in off the KTAR app. Any way to reduce pigeons and their droppings?
Well, there are, but it's generally not legal to do within city limits.
Okay, so inside city limits without a 410.
You, A lot of times people will put very sharp wire objects in the areas where the pigeons tend to gather or roost or loaf, rest up in shady areas. You'll see around gas stations, you'll see sometimes netting. Sometimes you'll see these spikes that they put up there. You can use also, you can buy a product that's sticky called Tanglefoot that you can smear onto certain places, and they won't like setting or roosting there because it sticks to their feet. Those are the only things I can think of off the top of my head.
And it may take a combination of all those, because you may have one area you can only get this Tanglefoot, and you've got another area you got to put the spikes.
Correct.
And another area here, if you push them out of the one little area they're on, they have a unique way of finding another little tiny ledge right next to it. If they've come to your home, there's a reason they like it, and they are not easily deterred. So it may be a combination, and it may take a while. And I think just about all of our pest control companies, MasterTech and Blue Sky and Five Star, all have pigeon service provided that they'll come and help battle them with you.
Flying rats.
Yep.
Folks, we're broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford here at Rosie on the House, and we have had our first celebrity sighting. Al McCoy is here. He'll be joining us right after top of the hour, and if you'd like to talk to him or visit with him, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348, or if you've got any question about any home improvement project you're trying to tackle, you too as well. We'd love to visit with you, 1-888-767-4348. Al McCoy at 9, Luis Gonzalez at 9:30. Broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford. Y'all can come out here and handshake. We had one fan up here get a signature Hall of Fame ball from Al McCoy.
One referral directory in the state by voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or Ranking Arizona.